From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb attack that ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. Preliminary reports say at least 95 people have been killed, more than 163 others wounded. More from Reuters, Scarlett Svetanovich.
The blast occurred at a police checkpoint in an area near foreign embassies and government buildings. Saturday is a working day in Afghanistan, and the streets were busy when the explosion occurred. A representative of Italian aid group Emergency called the attack a massacre. This man, a witness, says he was sitting in his shop when he heard the blast, which shattered all the windows in the building. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. It comes only a week after the group attacked Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where more than 20 people were killed in an overnight siege.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States believed it was Russia's responsibility to curb Syria's use of chemical weapons. Speaking at a news conference in Poland, Tillerson stood by his earlier comments that the Russia-backed Syrian government may still be using chemical weapons on its own people following a suspected chlorine attack in a rebel enclave in eastern Ghouta.
The chemical weapons are clearly there. They're being used against civilian populations and the most vulnerable children inside of Syria. And I think President Trump was pretty clear the last time he saw this happen inside of Syria. So we are holding Russia responsible for addressing this. They are Assad's ally. They are a member of those conventions, and they made commitments. They need to deliver on those commitments.
He traveled to Europe earlier this week, stopping in London and Paris for talks on Iran and Syria. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will expand Ankara's military operation in a Kurdish enclave in Syria. The goal, he says, is to flush out fighters, he says, are linked to Kurdish terror groups there. This could result, though, in clashes between Turkish forces and approximately 2,000 U.S. troops who are in Syria as part of an international coalition to eliminate the Islamic State militant movement regionally. He has criticized the United States for its support of the Kurdish forces. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. Before landing at Pearl Harbor, Mattis also said the U.S. is ready to fight tonight alongside South Korea if attacked by the North.
The Kim regime is a threat to the entire world. It's an international problem that requires an international solution. Our response to this threat remains diplomacy-led, backed up with military options available to ensure that our diplomats are understood to be speaking from a position of strength.
Statement comes as North and South Korea engage in talks about next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Bill Richardson, a supporter of Myanmar's pro-democracy movement, resigned from a panel set up by Aung San Suu Kyi to help implement recommendations for long-term solutions to the Rakhine crisis. He told VOA via Skype his longtime relationship with her deteriorated during his time on the panel as they disagreed on many things.
That showed me that she wasn't interested in frank advice. And this is after 30 years of a very strong friendship where we've worked together for democracy. That has obviously been shattered by my resignation.
More than 680,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh. New Zealand has joined a small and exclusive club of spacefaring nations.
The company hopes to begin commercial launches next year. Peter Beck is the founder and chief executive of Rocket Lab.
Think of Rocket Lab as a glorified freight company. What we're doing is we're taking spacecraft and placing them on orbit to provide services down on Earth. So people don't realize how much they rely on space infrastructure, things like GPS, satellite television. It's all coming from space. And these two particular satellites, they were weather satellites, providing weather services and Earth observation.
The New Zealand Space Agency says the successful launch would boost the country's presence in the international space industry. The government agency wants global companies to manufacture satellites and rockets in New Zealand.
Phil Mercer in Sydney. And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.